Okay, so we're up to the end of Perikid Aleph, chapter 11 over here. So Mishnah Hay says as follows, still continuing with these Mishnayot of throwing something from one domain to another. So Hazorik min hayam layabasha min hayabasha layam. So this is not necessarily from one domain to another, but actually this is something different. So if one throws an item from like the sea to the land, or from the land to the sea, min hayam lesfina min asfina layam, or let's say a person throws something from the sea onto a boat, or from a boat into the sea, let's say someone throws something from one boat to another over the body of water. In all of these cases, putter, he is exempt in this case. In other words, so it's a prohibition, like we've been saying, and not d'oraisa. And the reason essentially why is because the ocean itself, as we discussed, or the sea itself, the body of water itself, is what we call a karmelis, which is not a separate domain midoraisa. It's just its own domain midrabanan. It has the karmelis status, as we've been explaining, and therefore this person will be putter. So it's d'rabanan to do these things, but not a d'oraisa. Moving forward, sifinos kashiros zovazo metaltlan. Let's say you have two boats that are tied together with each other, and essentially there is has to be probably less than 4 tfachim in between each boat. So in this situation, you are allowed to transfer items from one boat to another, and this is not said, but the Mefarshim do explain it, and it seems to be implicit, that you do need to have what we call an Erevi Chatzero, something that will allow you to carry in a Chatzer together, but this is the same idea. If you want to pass from one boat to another, then it's permissible as long as you have an Erev Chatzeros. So this would be permissible over a body of water, as long as there's a gap of less than 4 tochim between them, and they are tied together. But in Eon Kashuros, but let's say they are not tied together, Afal Pishamu Kafos, let's say they are close together, even less than 4 tefachim between them, so you say, oh, why not? So imitalton mizolazo, you should not transfer an item from one boat to another. And the reason why is because there's essentially a concern that if they're not tied together, then maybe they can drift apart, being in the water that is not, they can easily drift apart from one another, and certainly come to be more than 4 tefachim apart from each other at some point if they're not tied, so therefore it would be not allowed to do this. Mishnah Vav reads as follows. So if you remember back in Perek Zion, we discussed the idea of bringing a Karban Chatas, and you basically only bring the sacrifice of the Chatas offering when you have what we call a Shkaga. You did it by accident. If you didn't do it by accident, then you wouldn't bring the Karban. But let's say you remembered kind of in the middle of the action. In other words, like at the beginning, you did it accidentally. Either you forgot it was Shabbos, or you didn't realize this was prohibited on Shabbos, or something like that, perhaps. And then you remember, as you're in the middle of the action, you remember. So the beginning is inadvertent, and at the end, it's what we'd call on purpose. You know it's prohibited, and you're still doing the action. So what happens? So in that case, are you obligated to bring the Karban Chatas or not? So Hazorik v'nitzkar la'achar sheyatzta miyado. Let's say a person throws something on Shabbos, so essentially from one rishus to another rishus, from one domain to another, and he remembers that at Shabbos, after the item leaves his hand, but before it lands, right? So klata acher klata kelev ocean is rafa. Or let's say he throws something from one domain to another again, and let's say maybe someone like intercepts it, or maybe a dog grabs it, or it burns up somehow in the middle in midair before it has a chance to travel. Putter, in all these cases, he is exempt from bringing the chatas offering. Essentially, the reason why is because the action was either A, not completed, or B, the beginning was inadvertent, but the end was not inadvertent. He realized that it was a prohibition once he did it. Zarak la'asos chabura, but let's say, another case, if someone forgot that it was Shabbos again and threw an item to kind of hurt someone, to give them a chabur, to give them like a wound on Shabbos. So I threw a rock at someone on Shabbos. Bein ba'adam, not recommended, but let's say you do it. So bein ba'adam or bein ba'behima, whether you do this to a person or an animal, v'nizkar ad shelo na'asa chabura, and he remembered, the guy when he threw it, he remembered before the wound was actually inflicted. So again, when it was probably like in midair or something like that. Putter, in this case, he's also exempt from ringing the karban because the beginning was done in a state of inadvertence. But at the end, he realized that he should not have done it because it was Shabbos, and then probably for other reasons also. So in that case, he'd be exempt from bringing the Karban Chatas. So then the Mishnah and the Perek concludes, Zeh klal, this is the general rule. Kol chayvei chatas inan chayavin, ad shetehit chilasan v'sofan shkaga. The only time you'd be chayav to bring a Karban Chatas is when you... when at the beginning and at the end of your action, When at the beginning and the end of the act, it was all done in a state of inadvertence. In other words, you had no idea that was a prohibited or something like that. But let's say the beginning of your act was done in a state of inadvertence, but the end of the act was done in a state of deliberateness. In other words, you remember that it's Shabbos. Or the opposite, or the beginning of your act is done deliberately, but at the end of the act was done in a state of inadvertence. In other words, maybe you tried to do something, you tried to do action X, but it ended up being action Y, and that was obviously an inadvertent or something like that. So paturin. So in these cases, you would be exempt. You would be exempt from bringing the carbon chatas. And you, again, to reiterate the point, you are not chayev, you're not obligated in the carbon unless both the beginning and the end end of the action occur when the person is in a state of inadvertence, when they do it, again, accidentally or something like that. But if it was done purposely, either at the beginning or the end, you would be liable for the korban. Okay? That brings us to the end of Perek Yod Aleph, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Perek Yod Beis, chapter 12.